Today she is Masechta Zvachim Nav Tes. We will begin with Daf Ches Amud Beis, the last line. We had learned at the end of the previous shir, the halacha of Moisa Pesach, which, again, to quickly review, is that the Mishnah, the Gemara, taught us that if somebody designated an animal for Korban Pesach, and then he lost it and brought another animal for the Korban Pesach, and that's your Moisa Pesach, or you had a situation where you had leftover money, or actually, as we discussed also, if you shechted an animal that you designated for Korban Pesach during the year, not for Korban Pesach. So the Gemara said that whatever you shechted for, it becomes a shlum. The Gemara proved it from Pesukim. Ask the Gemara, Eim l'chol d'shochet le'il l'heva k'vasei, which the Gemara is asking, why is the halacha that when you shecht it for carbon oila or for different carbonas, it automatically becomes a shlamim? Why shouldn't the halacha be that whatever you shecht it for, that's what it should be? Amar Rav Avin, so responds Rav Avin, doich in kochem in the cholim, eitz a kochem in the cholim, vein doch in kochem in the cholim, eitz a kochem in the cholim. Which means as follows. What's the case that we're talking to, says Rav Avin? That somebody shechted the Korban Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, l'shein Korban Oila. And the Gemara is suggesting in this question that it should turn into a Korban Oila. Not as we have been learning that it turns into a Korban Shlomim. And the Gemara's response, Rav Avin's response, is that is not correct. Because a Korban Shlomim, a Korban Pesach is a Korban that we eat. A Korban Pesach is a Korban that we eat. A Korban Oila is a Korban that we don't eat. So how can we transform? Well, Rav Avin says it doesn't make sense that we should transform a carbon that was a carbon that we ate from to a carbon that we will not eat from. Doich and kachem in the cholim. A carbon Pesach is a kachem in the cholim. It's a kachem in the cholim to carbon shlomim, which are kachem that are eaten. Ve'ein doichim, it doesn't make sense to transform kachem in the cholim, a carbon Pesach, which is a kachem which is eaten, it's a kachem she'ein in the cholim. Ask the Gemara, you've addressed when he had in mind the carbon oila. But what about, ask the Gemara, ot chattis for asham milay misachli, a chattis for asham not eaten? So why is asking the Gemara, if you had in mind that a carbon Pesach should be a chattis for asham, does it become a shlomim? Why shouldn't it become a chattis for asham? And you don't have the teretz that you just gave, because a chattis for asham are carbonis that are eaten. So I saw that the Achronim ask, what's the Gemara's Havimina? That a Pesach can become a Chattis for Asham. Haven't we learned so many times that a Chattis for Asham is a carbon that you could only bring if you're obligated to bring? You can't just donate a Chattis for Asham. So how does the Gemara even have a Havimina, ask the Achronim, that a Pesach should become a Chattis for Asham? And many Achronim are actually baffled with this question. I saw one Teretz. The answer is follows. That a Pesach is also not a carbon that we could say is a truly voluntary carbon. A shlamim is a truly voluntary carbon. I could be menad of a carbon shlamim. I could be menad of an oila. A Pesach, why did I designate a carbon Pesach? Because I have a chiv carbon Pesach. So it is in that way similar to Chattis V'Asham that there's a level of obligation that got us to this point. So again, the Gemara's question is, why when you shech the carbon Pesach for Chattis V'Asham, doesn't it become a chattis v'asham? Answers the Gemara: El doichin kachem and acholim chol adam. It's a kachem acholim chol adam. Pesach is a carbon that can be eaten by everyone, as are shlamim. Ve'ein doichin kachem and acholim chol adam. It's a kachem she'en acholim chol adam. Chattis v'asham we know could only eaten by kohanim. Rabbi Yosef Bar Oven says a different reason: Doichin kachem kalim, it's a kachem kalim. Pesach is kachem kalim. Shlomma kachim kalim, ve'ein doichin kachim kalim, eitz a kachim kachim. It doesn't make sense to say that Pesach, which is kachim kalim, should turn into chattis v'asham, which are kachim kachim. So I saw the mefarshim say, why doesn't he, Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin, like the teretz that the Gemara gave a moment ago, that we don't turn Pesach into chattis v'asham, because chattis v'asham is only eaten by kahanim? Because he says, what is the Gemara saying is the problem with chattis v'asham? That there's only a limited group that it could eat it. A Pesach also only has a limited group that could eat it. Pesach is only nechel l'menuyav. To to those that register. So saying that the chatas v'ashem are only eaten by a certain group and Pesach is eaten by everyone, it's not eaten by everybody, it's eaten l'menuyov. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Bar Oven gave a different teretz. Ask the Gemara. Maskev lo Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Savrin. So we've proven that we can't have a Pesach transform into kachim kachim. But ask the Gemara, eim eshachte l'shem meiser l'have a meiser. And this is what the Brisker Rav explains the Gemara's question. The Pasuk says, we learned the Pasuk in the previous year, l'shlomim. So of course, if you shecht a carbon Pesach when it's not Erev Pesach, and you didn't think it should be carbon Pesach, the fallback position is always that's going to be a shlomim. That's what the Torah says. But the Gemara just finished saying that that the only issue we've been able to identify is if you shecht it for kachim kachim. But meiser, we know that in a meiser that every tenth animal has to be branded as meiser behema, it's also kachim kalim. So the Gemara's question is, if you shechted the Karban Pesach all year round with the pure intention that it should be Meiser, which is also Kachim Kalim, why does it not become Meiser? Why does it become Shlomim? And ask the Gemara, and what's the difference if it's Meiser or it's Shlomim? Says the Gemara, L'mai Hilchasa, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, there is a big difference. D'loy L'boy N'Sachim. Number one, Shlomim, when they're brought, you have to bring the Sachim. When you bring Maisim and the Sochim, Maisim, you don't bring the Sochim. And furthermore, Vilmilka Labala Yigal. The halacha is that a carbon, a Maiser, if you sell it, you're over the Lav Ala Yigal. There is no such a halacha by Shlomim. So if it would be Maiser, and it was designated as Maiser, there would be this Lav possibly to transgress. So I sort of Mepharshim ask, that even though the Torah teaches us the Lav, of lo yigoel, that if you sell an animal that's meiser, you're over the slav, that's only if you sell it michayim, only if you sell it while the animal is alive. But if you sell the meiser animal after it's no longer alive, you're not over the lo yigoel. So they ask, when would this carbon Pesach become a meiser animal? After you shechted it. You shechted it with that intention. And therefore, they ask, at that point, you're not over the lav of lo yigoel. So what's the Gemara saying that if you turn into mice, you'd be over lo yigoel? By the time you shechted it, you can't be over lo yigoel. So I saw two answers. One answer is that the animal doesn't die immediately after the shechita. So you could have a time that the animal's already meiser and you're not over lo, and you could still be over lo yigoel because it takes some time to expire. But I saw much more fundamental teretz, which we're going to use in our Gemara. The Rishonim say this. If you designate a carbon Pesach all year round for a different animal, at what point does it get that shame? So the Rishonim, and I think Tosfos holds this way, suggest that it doesn't have to be when you actually shecht the animal. The moment you take that animal and you verbally say that I want this animal, which you originally designated as a carbon Pesach, should be a different carbon, it's already going to get that shame. So that's very gishmak. You're taking this animal which you designated for carbon Pesach, still very much alive. You designate it to be meiser, and if not, what we're going to learn in a minute, that wouldn't be ineffective, the halacha is that it would be meiser and still very much alive, and you could be over the lav of lo yigoel. Answers the Gemara, that isn't the possibility. Because Amakro, when the Torah speaks about meiser behema, the Torah uses the words ha'asiri yekodesh, ze'a meiser ve'enach meiser. The only way you could have an animal that's considered meiser behema is the old-fashioned way, like we said before, with 10 animals passed and you brand the 10th animal. Any other scenario, you can never end up with meiser behema. Ask the Gemara. Again, we're looking for situations where you shecht the carbon Pesach l'shem kachim kalim, and it should have the din of those kachim kalim, not the din of shlomim. And therefore, ask the Gemara, eim eshecht l'shem bachar l'havik bachar. That if you shechted it, l'shem b'chor, it should have the din of a b'chor, which are kachim kalim. And the Brisker Rav says a very profound vort on this Gemara. We all know that what is the definition of b'chor? Petarechem, the firstborn. So how could the Gemara have a havamina that this should be a b'chor? It's physically not the firstborn animal. So he says, and it's a very profound vort, and we'll talk about it more in Masechta B'chairis, that there are two dinim. There's a din of b'chor, and there's a din of peterechem. And we usually think of them as being synonymous. They're really two halakhic concepts. There's a concept called Peter Rechem, and there's a concept called Bechor, as if you could have Bechor without being a Peter Rechem. And now again, the Gemara wants to know, Lamai Hilchasa, what's the nafkamina if it's Bechor or Shlomim? Deloy Labari Nesachim. One is that Bechor doesn't require Nesachim, Shlomim does. Inami, another nafkamina would be, Lavlei Svele Kahanim. The halach is that a Bechor has to be given to Kahanim. Shlomim doesn't belong to the Kahanim. Answers the Gemara, it can't be Bechor. Why? Bechor, Nami Avra Avra. There's a Gzeris Shava, says the Gemara. The Torah says, by Bechor, Vavarta Kopet and Rechem. The Torah says, by Meiser, Kol HaShiyavar, Tachas HaShevet. We just finished explaining that Meiser, a Pesach can't transform itself into. And now we have a Gzeris Shava teaching us that the same halacha that applies by Meiser applies by Bechor. So now I ask the Gemara, Va'eim Shachti L'Shem Temura. That you shechted the Karim Pesach to be a Temura, Lava Temura. And immediately jumps to Brisker Rav with the obvious question. Temura is not an independent type of a carbon. Bechor is a type of a carbon. Meiser is a type of a carbon. Temura is not a type of a carbon. So what's the Gemara asking? What does the Gemara mean with these words? So he says what the Gemara means with these words is that it should be Temuras Meiser. That you can't designate an animal to be Meiser unless it is indeed the tenth animal, but maybe ask the Gemara that if you shechted the Karban Pesach during the year with the intention that it should be considered a Temuras Meiser, it should be effective. And ask the Gemara, what would be an afkamina if it's Temuras Meiser or it's Shlomim? Lamai Helchasa, says the Gemara, number one, Lamilka Le. The halacha is that if somebody does a Temura, he's being over a laugh for which there's a Chiv Malkus. Inami, there's another Isser regarding all Temuras. That you're not allowed to sell or redeem an animal that's considered a Temura. So if this animal, this carbon would turn into Temura, these halachas would apply. Answers the Gemara. Am mazur to bereid of Nachman, am akra, v'haya hu temurasai, zu Temura v'enacha Temura. Which means as follows. The Torah is teaching us that there's only one way of turning an animal into Temura. The old-fashioned way. You take an animal which is Kodesh, you try to transfer, substitute Temura onto another animal. That is the only way an animal can become Temura. There are no other possibilities. So saying that the Pesach becoming a Temura, that isn't a possibility that the Torah gives us. Continues the Gemara, fourth question. Ve'im shechted l'shem toida. If you shechted it for toida, lahavik a toida. And a toida is also kachim kalam. And ask the Gemara, what would be the nafkamina? Latina lechem. We know that when a carbon toida is brought, we have to bring along with it 40 loaves, four types of loaves, 10 of each. Carbon shlam doesn't have that obligation. So the Rishonim make a very important point here. We discussed this in our previous year. Why didn't the Gemara say much more fundamental nafkamina? That a shlamim is nechel l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. A becha, a taida, is only nechel l'yoyim v'layla. So what does the Gemara say that's the nafkamina? That if it was a taida, it would be nechel l'shnei yomim v'layla. And if it would be nechel l'yoyim v'layla. If it's a shlamim, it's shnei yomim v'layla. From here is a raya, and we discussed this in the previous year, that even a Pesach, which turns into a shlamim, since it started off as a Pesach, that Pesach or shlamim, whatever word you'll call it, can only be nechel yoyim v'layla. So there's no nafkamina if it's a shlamim or a taida. One part. Then I saw the Taras HaKadosh asks a gevaldig kasha. Goes back to something that we learned already in the first Amr of the Masechta, and then we learned it again in the Masechta. The halacha is that the Mishnah said, besides by Chatas and Pesach and Erev Pesach, if you shechted the carbon shloi l'shma, even though you did the wrong thing, doesn't mean that you should continue doing the wrong thing. You should have the right machshava as soon as possible. The Gemara said a svara, the Gemara said a pasik, maitzis v'secha. So ask the Taras HaKadosh, so why doesn't the Gemara say that's the nafkamina? That if you took this Pesach and you shechted it for shlamim, so you're supposed to think about shlamim throughout. And you took it for taida, you're supposed to think about taida throughout. So why doesn't the Gemara say that nafkamina? So he says a very profound vart. He says as follows. What is the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is that I took a shlamim and I shechted it for oila. I did the wrong thing. And the Gemara, as I said twice already, taught us that as soon as you chap, you should turn it back into a shlomim. Because it is a shlomim. What's the case that we're talking about here? It's a Pesach b'shayim Moshe Shana. Pesach b'shayim Moshe Shana can't be a Pesach anyway. So the halacha that you should think the right machshava as soon as you chap doesn't apply. And therefore the Gemara could have said that nafgamina. Another nice part I saw in the Chassidish Svarim, the only carbon that we just said has this rule that you have to bring 40 loaves along with it is the carbon taida. Why? What does the number 40 represent, and why by carbon taida? So they say a very deep vart. They say we know it takes 40 days for a neshama to develop. So those 40 loaves are correspond to the 40 days that it takes to develop a human, to develop a neshama. Why? Because who is a mensch? Who is a person? A person is a person who has the capacity to say toida. A person is a person who has the capacity to say, to be makatoiv, to say thank you. So when you bring the carbon toida, we remind you that you were created in 40 days. And you, the person who are bringing the carbon toida, you've achieved and you're doing what a person is supposed to be doing. And there's even a tefer of art, because we know that some of the loaves have to be chametz. The chametz represents the yetzahara. That's what we're all about. We're human beings with a yetzahara. Continues the Gemara. So now we're back to the Gemara's question. Why, if you shechted the carbon pesach l'shem toida, doesn't it become a toida? And l'may hilchsa, and you would then have to bring these 40 loaves, answers the Gemara. Because it wouldn't make sense. Because mi ikamidi, is it possible the Pesach gufei that the current Pesach doesn't require these loaves? Loi by lechem or maisrei, and now we're going to say that the maisa Pesach would require the lechem. Says the Gemara, if that's a legitimate argument, ihachi, why don't we make the following argument? Hashtanami, when we say that the current Pesach turns into a shlomim, why don't we make the argument mi ikamidi the Pesach gufei loi by nesachim? A Karm Pesach doesn't require that Nesachim be brought along with them. Or Maisrei was saying, turns into a Shlomim and by Nesachim. So that argument doesn't work. Says Amar Nan Hach Kamin. This is the argument we're making. Mi Kamidi, the Mais Taida Atzma. What is the halacha, says the Gemara? If you have a Karm Taida, you designate an animal for Karm Taida, and that animal got lost. And you bring another animal, then you find the first animal. That's a Mais Taida. Or what is the halacha? If you designated money to bring your carbon taida and you have leftover money, that's a maisa taida. The carbon you would bring, loy by lechem. You don't have to bring along chalas. Vila the loaves. Vila maisa. So now we're saying, you have something which is mamish a maisa taida. You don't have to bring the loaves. Now let's think about it. A Pesach, which you had in mind to turn into a taida, which we're suggesting now will be considered a carbon taida, is certainly more removed from carbon taida than a maisa taida. So if a maisa taida doesn't require the loaves, this certainly wouldn't require the loaves. Vila maisa da asilam alma by lechem. And that's why there's no nafkamina if it's a taida or a shlomim. Maskla Rav Yemi Bereid Rav Hillel. Umamai de maisa pesach siv. We've been learning that this pasuk, this is the pasuk that we began with. Then, menatsoin kabonai, is talking about a maisa pesach. And therefore we're saying that a Maisa Pesach turns into a Shlomim. Ask the Gemara, Umimai, the Maisa Pesach Siv, who says that this Pasuk is talking about a Maisa Pesach, maybe Dilma Maisa Asham Siv, maybe the Torah is referring to a carbon Asham, a Maisa of a carbon Asham. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Im Minatsoin Karbonai Lezevach Shlomim. The Pasuk begins with the words, in the category of tzoyim are kvasim and ezim, lambs and goats, and tzoyim encompasses that entire category. Dov eshav b'chal tzoyim, whereas a carbon asham could only be brought from, a carbon asham cannot be brought from kvasim, it could only be brought from ezim. Ask the Gemara, Maskul of Avin Bachia, Vitamer of Avin Bakahana, Bechol Asar, says, I have a very interesting situation, the Gemara asks. We're saying the word min hatzoin. We start with the words min hatzoin, vimin hatzoin kabonai. So we're saying that since the word tzoin is a broad word and includes goats and lambs, that's why it means a carbon Pesach, and it doesn't mean a carbon asham, because as I just said, a carbon asham doesn't come from goats and lambs. So we're using the words mina tzoin to be broad. As the Gemara, throughout Shas, the word, when we have min, it's actually used to be excluding things. Maskler of Avin Bachi, Vitamer of Avin Bakahana, Becholasar at Amrit Min Lohitzi. The Gemara. Three Gemaras I'll review. One pasuk it says we use the word min to exclude that an animal that was worshipped as a Avodah Zarah, it can't bring the carbon. Another Gemara says that an animal that was just designated, Muktzah, to be worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, you can't bring a carbon. Another pasuk says that if an animal was sodomized, you can't use it as a carbon. All from the word min. And now we're using the word min to say no. Min is a very broad word. It includes all types of tzoyim, which would only be Karm Pesach, not Karban Asham. It's not consistent with the rest of Shas. The Kan min l'rabbis answers the Gemara here too. We're using min to sort of limit. We're talking about Karban Pesach. Aramani hoch nami min l'hoitzi. The lo'osi ben shtei shanim. A Karban Pesach can't be an animal that's 2 years, that's in its second year. And furthermore, the last in the cave can't be an animal that's a female. Ask the Gemara furthermore, Maskula Rav Chana bar Gitah, or me matzit amrit. Can we then say, the kik siv, that this pasuk of miminat soin kabonoi, but maisa pesach siv, is referring to a situation of maisa pesach, vermidik siv. Let's continue the pasuk. The pasuk says, miminat, it's keves kabonoi, im eis kabonoi. The Torah is speaking about a case where you brought a lamb as the Karban Pesach, you brought a goat as the Karban Pesach, mechlad l'ab b'moysa Pesach siv. That's in this parsha. Why? Because we already learned previously in the Torah that a Karban Pesach is a lamb or a goat. So why would the Torah have, if it's talking about moysa Pesach, why would the Torah have to review again and teach us again that the Karban Pesach comes from a lamb or a goat? Answer the Gemara, there are lessons to be learned. Ha'umi bar l'chatanya. Keves l'rabbis is a Pesach l'alya. It comes to teach us that the tail, that if you choose to bring a lamb as the Karban Pesach, the tail of the goat should be burnt on the Mizbeach. And as the Mefarshim explain, whenever you bring a goat as a Karban, we're going to speak about this later in the Masechta, the tail is burnt. However, that Karban Pesach, we know is a very unique Karban. We have to take that whole Karban and roast it. So then maybe we want to preserve the meat. And therefore maybe the aliyah, the tail of the Karban Pesach, which they used to eat, we don't really eat that so much now, but they used to eat the tail, should be rather eaten by the people than brought in the Mizbeach. We need a special pasuk to tell us that if you're going to bring the goat of a Karban Pesach, it's like by all other Karbanas that the tail is burnt on the Mizbeach. Kishu'ayim im keves, when the Torah adds the words keves, the rabbis to teach us Pesach she'arv shenasoi, that a Pesach that's in its second year, v'shlam haba machlas Pesach, or the case where Pesach will turn into a shlam, as we've been learning, have all of the halachas of a shlamim. Shiyitanu smicha, that they should require smicha, v'nesachim, v'tenov v'schaz v'shaik. So here too, the Rishonim, and Sasemis discusses this great length, say from here that when does a Pesach become Shlomim? It doesn't become, if you shech the Pesach l'shem Shlomim all year round, it becomes Shlomim. When does that happen? So here too, they use it as a raya. It happens not when you actually shech it with that intention, but it happens earlier. Why? Because the Gemara says you're going to have to do smicha. You're going to have to treat it like a carbon Shlomim, that a carbon Shlomim you do smicha, not on a carbon Pesach. Now let's think about it. If it only becomes Shlomim after you shecht it, you can't do smicha on a dead animal. Is a raya, says the Sfasemis, that as soon as you verbally designate it to be a shlamim, even though you haven't done any action other than your verbal designation, it's enough to be considered a shlamim. That's how the Sfasemis learns Pshat in the Gemara. Reb Aaron, in the Mishnah Reb Aaron, has a different approach. He says, a chiddush, he says, every carbon Pesach has in it shlamim. Since we've been learning for the last 2 days how easy it is to transform a Korban Pesach into Korban Shlomim, what does that say to us? That every Korban Pesach is somewhat of a Korban Shlomim. And therefore, even though you didn't do the Shechita, it already has the din of the Korban Shlomim and would require Smicha. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Im Eiz, the further Pasuk, Hifzak Inyan, Lamed Al Eiz, She'enet Tuna Alya. That unlike if you brought a lamb for Korban Pesach, if you brought a goat for Korban Pesach, there would be no halacha that its tail should be burnt. Ask the Gemara, so we just said that the word Im comes to teach us that Pesach She'ever She'nasai, a Pesach in its second year, is no longer considered Korban Pesach, it's treated like a Korban Shlomim. Ask the Gemara, for Hami Hachanafka, is that halacha learned from this Pasuk? Isn't it learned from what Avud Shmuel taught us? Dama Avud Shmuel, the Pasuk says, Vimanatsoin Kabana Lezevich Shlomim, Dava Abominatsoin, Yelezevich Shlomim. That's the Pasuk that teaches us that a Korban Pesach transforms itself into a Korban Shlomim. And then ask the Gemara, if you think about it, there's another Pasuk that teaches us this halacha. Vakati, Midrav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah Nafka. Dava Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah. Menayin L'maisa Pesach Shekarav Shlomim. How do we know the Pesach after Pesach, or the leftover Korban Pesach, is transformed into a Shlomim? Shenemar, V'zavach the Pesach L'Kshem L'Kacha Tzoynu Boker. A different, difficult Pasuk. Because here the Pasuk speaks about Pesach and says Boker, cattle. And we've been saying that Pesach could only come from Tzoyn. So how do we understand the Pasuk? V'vay Pesach Ena Ba'alim Ha'kfasim and Izim. Lambs and goats, tzoyin, not bakar. El mekam. What does this pasuk teach us? Says Rav Nachman, lemaisa pesach shiladav abam and tzoyin bakar. That the maisa pesach should be used for something that could come both from tzoyin family and the bakar family. What carbon falls into that category? Shlomim, my new shlomim. So ask the Gemara. We have no less than tlosa kroy ksivi. We have no less than three psukim that teach us the exact same halacha. That a Pesach that's not being used for Korban Pesach, as long as it's not Erev Pesach, turns into a Shlomim. Why do I need three Pesukim to teach us the exact same rule? Answers the Gemara. Chad, to teach us the halacha, le'ibur zman ve'ibur shnasai, to teach us when the Korban Pesach is, when it's after Erev Pesach, and the animal is ready in the second year, it turns into a Shlomim. V'chad le'ibur zmanoi ve'lo shnasai, it's after Erev Pesach, but it's not yet in the second year. For Chad, and to teach us, Loi Ibra, Loi Zman of Loi Shnasai. It's not in the second year, nor is it after Erev Pesach. And explains the Gemara, why do I need three psukim to teach us the exact same din? V'tzrichi. The exact same concept. Dikas Rechman Chad, have we only had one pasuk? Have a mina, hen a mili. When does the Pesach turn into a shlomim? Hechad Ibra Shnasai v'zmanai. It's ready in the second year. It's ready after Pesach. This animal can never be used for Korban Pesach. So therefore, it turns into a Shlomim. Avil Ivar Zmanoi, V'lo Shnasai. If it's after Erev Pesach, but the animal isn't yet in its second year, the Chazal Pesach Sheni, so it could be used on Pesach Sheni. Aim it perhaps, lo, it shouldn't turn into a Pesach. It should turn into a Shlomim. It should be used for Pesach Sheni. Because of Hanitarti, and if we only had these two situations, Mishum de itchul mimasayu. It's after Pesach. Avol heichad de loy zman of loy shnasai. It's before Pesach. It's young enough still to be a Korban Pesach. Maybe it can't just turn into a shlomim, even though you're shechting it not on Erev Pesach. Eim loy tzrich to teach us that in all of these cases it could turn into a Korban Shlomim. We all remember that when the Mishkan was inaugurated, this is in Parashas Nasai, starting with Chodesh Nissan, the first 12 days of Chodesh Nissan, every day, the Nasiim brought a series of carbon. Every day a different Nasi brought a series of carbonus. The first Nasi that brought carbonus was Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav. Very interesting situation happened that day. He brought a carbon, one, if we remember, we read it, Chanukah. Every day, they brought kabanas, and one of the kabanas that he brought was a karmachatas. But as we've been learning, karmachatas you bring when you did an avera. Avera, if you did an avera for which there's a chiv karas, but mazer, if you did a b'shayig, you bring karmachatas. Nachshon didn't do any avera. And as I saw the Mefarshim even say deeper, not only didn't Nachshon do an Aveira, but we know Kala Oyla L'Gdula, Machon Le'Kala V'Naisa, whoever's appointed to a senior position, doesn't have any Aveiras. So Nachshon here was put into a very serious position. Moreover, the building of the Mishkan brought Kapara to all of Klal Yisrael. So what was the Chatas that Nachshon brought? So as will become clear in our Gemara, it was really a Chatas that should be treated like an Oyla. And now we begin the Sugya, the Ezer Hashem. Amar Rav Mishmei Demovog, Chatas Sheshacht L'Shem Chatas Nachshon. We know, we've been learning, that if somebody shechs a Karm Chatas, L'Shem Karm Chatas, that's not called Shini Kodesh. Ask the Gemara, that's what he's trying to know. And what would be if you shech your Karm Chatas, L'Shem Chatas Nachshon, which we just finished explaining is so similar to an Oyla. Will that be a Shini Kodesh or not? So he says, Chatas Sheshacht L'Shem Chatas Nachshon, Kshera. Damakra, Zois Torah Chatas. Torah Achas L'Chol Chatas. If when you shechted your Karm Chatas, you had in mind a Karm Chatas, it doesn't make a difference what type of a Karm Chatas, you're fine. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav of Kamala HaShematza. Rav was repeating this halacha. Esav Ramashan Shal Rav. Rav Shimon Omer, we're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem, a Gemara, beginning of Masechta Menachos, a Mitzvah Shem. The Gemara there speaks about a Karm Mincha that was done Shaloi L'Shma. And the opinion of the Rabbanan is that a Karm Mincha that's done Shaloi L'Shma is possible. Rav Shimon, and that's where we pick up, says, Kol Menachos Nikmetzu L'Shaloi L'Shma, Ksheiris, there's no problem. V'olu L'Balim L'Shem Chayva. L'fi, She'enem Menachos Doim L'Zvachim. You can't compare the situation of a Mincha to the situation of a carbon. And Rav Shimon explains himself. Shekaimitz machmas l'shem macheshes, maaseh machichon alashim machvas. Karm mincha, there are two ways it could have been fried. Machvas or macheshes. Machmas is when you fry it on a flat griddle. Macheshes is what we would call deep frying. The difference is, when you fry something on a flat surface, the oil gets burnt off, and you're going to end up with something that's hard. When you deep fry something, you're going to end up with something that's soft, a donut. You deep fry, you end up with donut. That's why it's called macheshes. It's shaky, it's spongy. So it's obvious if somebody was doing the kaimitz on a machvas and he said macheshes, that his statement is meaningless. Or charev l'shem belula. A mincha charev is a mincha with no oil. A mincha belula is a mincha with oil. See, there too, if you did the kmitza on a mincha chareva, and you say you had a mind belula, it's maaseh machichala shei chareva. It's obvious that what you're saying is meaningless. Ava bezvachim, when it comes to kabonis, shchita achas l'kulam, there's the same type of shchita by all of them. Kabbalah achas l'kulam, there's the same type of kabbalah by all of them. Zrika achas l'kulam. So what do we see here? That a mincha for another mincha is not a problem, because it's obvious what you're doing is a meaningless statement. Before we go further, the Rishonim ask, why don't we say by Karbanis also that's Maaseh Mechichon? We're going to spend a lot of time in our coming Shiurim in Mitzvah Shem discussing that the blood of Karbanis, different Karbanis, the blood is sprinkled differently. So why is the Gemara saying Zrika? It's all the same. That's not true. There are different Zrikas for different Karbanis. So Rishonim explain that although Lechatchila, the zrika of every carbon should be done in a specific manner. The halacha is if you didn't do it that way, it's fine. By carbon mincha, if you brought a macheshes as a machvas, blue lechareva, you can't substitute that. So what did the Gemara say? Asked the Gemara. Why, according to Reb Shimon, if you brought one mincha, if you brought a machvas or macheshes, do we not need to be concerned? Because maaseh machichon, it's obvious what you did is meaningless. Ask him, why do we have to say that reason? Why don't we say the reason? Amai. Lema, as we just said at the beginning of this piece of Gemara. Zois Torah Samincha. The Torah uses the same pasuk by Mincha as it does by Chatas to teach us Torah Achas L'Chol Minchas. That all Minchas should be treated the same way. And just like when you shecht one Karm Chatas for another type of Karm Chatas, even a Chatas Nachshon, it's fine. Similarly, when you shecht one Karm Minchas for another Karm Minchas, it should be fine. Why didn't he say that reason? It must be that Lema is not the correct Lema. Eliyitma, this is the way we have to learn what Rav said. Eliyitma hochiyitma. Am Rav Mishmeim Dinvov, Chatas, Sheshocht, Almanas, Sheskapa, Ba'Nachshin, We know there's a concept of Shini Bailim. There is no concern of Shini Bailim if the Bailim aren't alive. So that means, if you shechted the carbon, we go back to the beginning of our Masechta. If you shechted the carbon chattis and you had in mind, not the true owner, a different individual, but that individual is no longer alive, ein kapara lemeisim. You don't have to worry, that person is not in the same category. And we learned, if you recall the other day, that for it to be considered a Shinui Bailim, it has to be somebody who's Mechuyiv Kaparu Kavasei, somebody who's Mechuyiv Kaparu like you. This person is not Mechuyiv Kaparu like you. En Kaparu L'Mesim. So I saw in the Rishonim two explanations why En Kaparu L'Mesim. One explanation is En Kaparu L'Mesim is that a person by dying gets his Kaparu, so he doesn't need any more Kaparu. Another explanation is actually almost the opposite. We know that once a person dies, he has no ability to do tshuva anymore. Ein kapara l'meisim is a human, a person who's alive, could do tshuva, and therefore get a kapara. A person, once he's no longer in the world, doesn't have the ability to get kapara. But of course, when we learned this Gemara, I mean, this was my reaction when I learned the Gemara, we know so much is done, l'zeich and nishmas people. And how our Gemara just makes this strong statement, ein kapara l'meisim. So what are we going to do with all the buildings that are named after people? So I saw a number of explanations. One explanation is if you give tzedakah l'zeicha nishmas, a person who gave tzedakah when he was alive, then it could do for him. Why? Because the explanation is as follows. You're just continuing what he would have done. So tzedakah can be given l'zeicha nishmas, a person who gave tzedakah while he was alive. Some cipher says a very interesting. He says it's different if it's children that are doing than anyone else. He says, indeed, nobody else can really do for a mace after he's no longer in the world. But children who are an extension of their parents can do for their parents even after they're no longer in the world. The Marsham has a different approach. He said, this is the halacha specifically the carbonus. He says, the halacha is a carbon, and it's really a concept that keeps on recurring in our shiurim. A carbon has to be designated for an individual. And you can't designate a carbon for a person who's no longer alive. But that is only by a carbon. That's a unique din to carbonus. It isn't regarding anyone else. So what Rav was teaching us, says the Gemara, that if somebody had a mind, instead of the true owner, a person who's no longer alive, there's no problem with Shini Bailam. But ask the Gemara if that's what he meant. Vilema. Meis ba'alma. So why does he have to tick nachshin? Answers the Gemara. Ha'kamashmalan. The meis ha'dechai dumi de nachshin. Psula. Now let's say the person you had in mind was alive. And the carbon he was chayiv was not the same carbon as you were chayiv. That means you were chayiv a carbon chatos. And he wasn't chayiv a carbon chatos. A regular carbon chatos. There would be a problem. Who is that? Umayni chatos. Nazir b'chatas mitzayra. That if let's say you're chayiv karmichatas, and that person's chayiv karmichatas nazir chatas mitzayra, so now the question is, as I said a moment ago, that in order to be considered shini bailim, that other individual had to be chayiv karmichatas. So let's say the person, the kohen, didn't have you in mind; he had in mind another individual who's chayiv chatas mitzayra chatas nazir. It's going to be considered shini bailim. Ask the Gemara why. A chatas nazir, chatas mitzori don't come for an avera. And therefore they're always. So let's understand the Gemara's question. We're saying that in order to be considered shini bailim, the other individual has to be chayiv the same type of carbon as you. If you're chayiv a regular carbon chatas, and he's chayiv a chatas oilu and a chatas nazir and a chatas mitzori, so he isn't chayiv the same type of carbon as you. So why is that considered shini bailim? So it goes back to Gemara. Eli Yitmar, Hoch Yitmar. What did Rav mean to say? Omrav, Mishmei de Mavuk, Chata Sheshachta al Mishmechuyiv, not Chata Snachshin, Ksheiru. If you have your Chayiv a regular Karmachatas, and his Chayiv a Chata Snachshin, it's going to be Ksheiru. Ask the Gemara, Chata Snachshin Oilihi. So he and you aren't the same type of person. So same question. It's not Shini Bailim. Says the Gemara, Ikadamar, Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavuk, Shacht Chata Sheshacht L'Shem Chata Snachshin Psula. On the contrary, that we learned at the beginning of this piece of Gemara that you Shacht Chatas L'Shem Chatos, it's not considered shiur nekodesh. Now says the Gemara, if you shech the chatas l'shem chatas nachshon, given that a chatas nachshon is an oila, it's going to be considered shiur nekodesh. That's because chatas nachshon oilehi. But ask the Gemara, if that's the lesson the Rav wants to teach us, v'leim chatas nozav chatas metzora. If the lesson he's teaching us is that not every chatas is considered a chatas, chatas nachshon being an example, but why doesn't he give us more relevant examples? Chatas nozir, chatas metzora, that are also considered oila, and therefore the halachas of Yishech, the chatas, with having them in mind, it's going to be shini kodesh. Why did you pick the case of chatas nachshon to give the example? So the marika chatas nachshon. The first time we find this type of chatas was by nachshon, so that's why the Gemara chose this case. That's the first time we have a chatas being brought with really an oila. Continues the Gemara. Amrav chatas chel shishach b'lchaim chatas tam. Let's say somebody ate chalev, and that's why he's bringing the karma chatas, but they had in mind that it's because he ate dam, or l'shem chatas avodat kachavim, it's ksheira. Because they're all in the family of chatas, for an aveira. L'shem chatas nozal, l'shem chatas mitzayra, psul. Why? Because they're not chatas. They're oilas ninhu, and it's considered shini kodesh. Ask the Gemara, by Rava, chatas chalev sheshchotu l'shem chatas tatumas midrash v'kadoshav, which we've been learning, that if somebody goes into the Beis Hamikdash who eats Kodesh when he's Tamei, it's Chayiv, a carbon oil of a yard, which is a form of Chatas. Ask the Gemara, Mahu, what will be the Halacha? Will that be considered that it's the same, that's all carbon Chatas or not? Mi Aminin, Karas Kamaisai. They all come from Aveir for which there's Karas. And therefore it's going to be not considered Shina Kodesh. Adoma En Kavul Kamaisai. A regular carbon Chatas, you could only bring an animal. A carbon oil of a yared, we know, as we discussed extensively, it depends on your financial status, and therefore it's not considered the same type of carbon, and it'll be a situation of shini kodesh. Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, mas nekul p'sul. He says that if you shech a chatas chalev l'shem chatas tam, it's posel. My tama v'shachat oisel chatas l'shem oisel chatas. That has to be brought for the very yad in mind. Omer of Ashla Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava. By the Rava, the question that we just had that Rava asked, that he wanted to know about the Tumas Midrash Gedoshav, how do you explain it? Amalei, so he responds, Anam v'shnini b'ayil masninala. I said the Rava was asking a question regarding shnini b'ayilim and hachim masninala. And this is the way I explain what he said and he asked. Amar Rava, chatas chel sheshachta misha chayv chatas tam, or somebody shech the chatas chelev for somebody chayev chatas avodat kachavim is psula. Why? Because we're saying that's considered shini kodesh. Ami shemechuyev chatas, that's considered shini bailim. That means again, if I have to bring a chatas chelev and you have to bring a chatas dam, and instead of having me in mind, the kohen had you in mind, that's considered shini bailim. And like the Mefarshim point out, the Karen Ira says, even though as far as shini kodesh we said it is a problem, it's considered different, for shini bailim, we're in the same category that we're both chayiv chatas. So what we see here, what is determined to be in the same category for shini kodesh and for shini bailim aren't the same rules. But again, let's read again. Chatas chel sheshach to amish mechuyiv chatas tam, or somebody is mechuyiv chatas of its chavim, psula. Because it's considered an individual that has the same chiv as I, and therefore it's considered a situation as shini bailim. Amisha chayiv chatas nozav chatas mitzera is ksheira, because he has a different category than I am. He has those kabbalas are really oila, and therefore won't be considered mechuyiv kaparu kamaisai, that should be considered a shini bailim. Now he asks, bailim hacha, by Rava, chatas chayil sheshach to amisha mechuyiv chatas the tumas magdiv kadoshav. I'm chayiv a carbon chatas chaylev, and you're mechuyiv a carbon oil of a yoyred. Ma aminin, ma, what will be the halacha? Me aminin karas kamaisai, that was similar enough, because we both did aveiros for which there's a chiyuv karis, and therefore it'll be considered chiyuv karparu kamaisai, and this should be considered a situation of shinu bailim. I don't know, en kavu kamaisai. I'm chayiv a full-fledged carbon chatas. You're chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyred. That differentiates us too much that we should not be considered mechuyiv kaparu kamaisai, and it won't be a situation of shinu bailim, and the Gemara remains with a taikum.